Hey, everybody, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. You know that. You're fucking listening to it. Wow, today, bonus episode, baby. Brad and Adam back together, no guest. Fuck, this was a fun episode. Brad and I laughed so much. And I love those ones because it truly will feel like you guys are hanging out with us, which, of course, hopefully that's why you listen to the pod, because you feel like it's a cool hang that you can be a fly in the wall on. But this one was so fun. We did this one game we've never done before where we got on the subject of squirt guns and super soakers. And Brad goes, that one sounds like a gay porn title. And then I go, you know what? Let's see actually how many of these squirt guns and gay porn titles match up. And, well, it was crazy. And you'll just hear. But we laughed a lot. And it's always good just to do a no-guest episode, right? Remind ourselves why we do this pod in the first place, which I say every time. But it was a lot of fun, so enjoy this episode and follow all of us on Twitter at ALN Podcast, Adam Ray Comedy, and at Funny Brad. Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy, ALN Podcast, and Brad Williams Comic. Tour dates. I just got some new ones added. Utah, San Jose, Chicago's about to get locked down. And next weekend, I'm going to be in Arizona, baby, in Phoenix at Stand Up Live. I'm doing the late shows on Friday and Saturday, June 8th and 9th. 10 o'clock on Friday, June 8th, and 9:30 on Saturday, June 9th. So come out and see me. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com or Phoenix.StandUpLive.com. Gonna be a blast. Jeremy Piven's doing the early shows. I'm gonna do the late shows. Have some fun. Come out and party with me in Phoenix next weekend, June 8th and 9th, Friday and Saturday, late shows again in Phoenix, Arizona. Brad Williams, of course, he's on the road, but not this weekend, baby. Brad's taking the weekend off. He's got a wedding, so he's going to do that. I think he's in it, too, which is just, come on, that's the fucking best. Like, if you're at that wedding, you're like, dude, what? A midget in the groom's party? Like, this wedding already rules. As Brad says, midget shows up, story's better. Your story wins. And I've never seen a midget at a wedding before, so I can't imagine how pumped these people are going to be. Also, Brad brings it. He's the best wedding guest. He fucking dances, he parties, he drinks. He's just like, he's the best. So enjoy that, Brad. But next week, you can see Brad at the Tacoma Comedy Club. Hasn't booked me in 4 years. June 7th to June 9th. I want to go back. Let him hear it, ALN fans. I want to go back. I love that fucking club. And Adam's a good dude, and Tacoma's a great city. So let's make it happen. All of Brad's tour info at BradWilliamsComedy.com. Mine at AdamRayComedy.com. About Last Night Podcast.com for past and present episodes and merch, beanies, shirts, and sweats. Comfy as fuck, I'm telling you. You see people wearing them all the time. Come on, you see them on our Instagram and how comfy they look. They are. I wear them all the time. I'm wearing my fucking beanie right now. And go to the About Last Night Podcast.com website and get your merch and bring it to the shows. We love signing that shit when you guys bring it out. So many great guests coming up, so make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcast, the Laughable app, Stitcher, Spotify, allthingscomedy.com for all the podcasts on our wonderful network. And man, some great eps coming up. Jesus Christ. Sandra Bullock recording it next week. It's happening. You'll hear it on June 11th, that Monday. So don't miss that shit. She's never done a podcast, and this is going to be a really awesome conversation, and I can't wait. Brad will be gone, so it'll just be me. So send your questions to aboutlastnightpodcast@gmail.com or hit me up on Instagram, and that'll be a blast. So look forward to that, and look forward to today's episode, a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast bonus episode time with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. No podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
My friend Charity, who is the female vocalist and violinist in Head and Heart, who I saw this weekend at the Bottle Rock Festival in Napa. And she goes, when you interview Sandra, make sure you ask her about the penis facial cream.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, is that something you order from a whorehouse somewhere?
You know what? I don't
think I rented that movie last weekend.
You did. But
it was solid.
It's not connected. It is. I looked it up.
What the hell is penis facial
cream? She goes, Sandra swears by it. And I go, excuse me? I go, You're talking about my friend. Watch your tone. And then she goes, look it up. And it apparently, Korean baby foreskins have been used. Say that 10 times fast, and a bunch of them
you
fall in
your
head.
You can't start out a sentence with Korean baby foreskins and then have a serious look on your face.
Well, I did, and I do, because you use it. I don't know, you extract the foreskin, or...
Whose job is that?
I don't know, the rabbi, or the owner of the sweatshop? Either way, you take it, and you put it on your face. At some point in the foreskin gathering, I don't know, which is... Please, everyone, for the foreskin gathering.
All right, now you have to ask this question because I have so many questions about this.
Yeah.
First of all, did they try other body parts?
Well, this is what I'm going to bring up to Sandra, because as soon as Charity told me this, I go, yeah. Well, I'm going to ask her the question because apparently she talked about it on Ellen.
Okay.
And I guess there was a great moment where she was like, Ellen, you got to try the penis. And then Ellen's they laughed, like, and Ellen's yeah. like, I'm probably not
nope.
going to. Yeah.
yeah. For multiple reasons.
Which is, yeah, just a great joke there. So I want to bring that up to her because that's hilarious. And then, yeah, like, I'm going to suggest, like, where's the dude equivalent? Placenta?
Yeah. This is the labia lotion.
Yeah.
And the labia lotion, oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have... Oh, see, the
my
thing
zits
is,
are gone.
Is, like, how do you discover that? Is there just some guy shows up to the hospital and goes, hey, you know all those circumcised penises that...
You know how he thought we were wasting foreskin?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, no.
Well, like, I just want to rub this foreskin on my face. And they're like, all right, fine, yeah, go for it. Because he has some weird, creepy fetish. And then he does it, and he goes, oh, my God, my face looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I got to sell this.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, she'll probably know the Orton story. And also, this is the thing about being that famous and that wealthy.
Yeah.
You are tapped into secrets and anecdotes and remedies and quotes that we don't... And Snapple facts, like, they're everything she is at the precipice of and has her... I was joking about this. I go, I think there's a group of, like, probably 50 famous people.
Yeah.
And every year they go to some weird dungeon, right?
Yeah.
And they basically... It's almost like the CES or the SES, the big tech convention.
Yeah.
So there's only 50 of them.
Yeah.
And God or whoever's at the helm, Oprah...
God.
Whoever's creating all these things basically goes, what's up, guys? All right, so here's what
we got now.
Here's the new Wi-Fi password for everywhere.
Yeah.
Here's the new... Oh, by the way, the McRib is not coming back. Like, every secret, like, here's the new... The iPhone 20, here's the new plane, boat, bus, car, train, balloon, like everything that you don't have access to, we don't have access to.
Here's the Back to the Future shoes that tie themselves.
Yes.
You know, the clothes that dry themselves.
Here's the cast of Back to the Future doing the Back to the Future musical before it even has its dress rehearsal.
Oh, no. I thoroughly believe that there's access some sort of club like
to
that.
To the best.
Yeah.
Just, so I think
this is what you do.
And I also know, and I'll bring this up to Sandra Bullock, who will be interviewed and posted in an Ellen exclusive June. I think that episode drops June 11th, Monday.
Yeah.
Promoting Ocean's 8. But she mentioned to me at one point during the heat that she gets offered, like, she gets hit up not only with fan mail daily, but things to sponsor and put her name on.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we know people at a smaller level like that right now who are getting, you know, brands and sponsors and free clothes, wear this, you know. And obviously, we, you know, Shaq in his heyday was getting cars and and everything. Some of the stuff she was telling me, I was like, do that. She goes, nah. She goes, I go, but you just told me how much money they give you. And she's like, but I don't, but me putting my name on that is like, I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And to say
You have to really think about it, because it's like, do you want to be the person that says, yes, I will endorse this tea leaf enema? And you're like, yes, because it's the tea leaf enema.
I do it for $50.
You just shove, you take a water cannon, you take a super soaker, you pump it up 500 times. No one's ever done that before, but that's the secret.
Yeah.
500 times, you stick green tea in there, you fire it up your butt, and then you got energy for 2 weeks, and you don't have to eat anything. And she's like, yeah, great, sounds good. But then she does that, and it finds out that the tea leaf enema kills people, and now it's like, oh yeah, Sandra Bullock, she kills people. It's like,
yeah.
You know, you have to be considerate of that.
Yeah, you have to intercept the danger and avoid the problem.
Yeah.
By the way, quick side note, how many pumps can you do on a super soaker before it just goes, that's too many, this kid will die? Like, does the Super Soaker recognize danger, danger, too many pumps?
Well, that's what people don't realize is why they haven't truly solved the John F. Kennedy assassination, is because the weapon was not a traditional sniper rifle.
It was a Super Soaker 50.
It was a Super Soaker 50. And this was before Super Soakers came out.
Yeah, by the way, Super Soaker 50, and then there was the Super Soaker... Fuck, I'm going to have to look this up. But I remember...
I think the 100 had a tank where every time you
that
pump...
That was crazy.
...more water goes into the spare tank.
Look, I did not grow up in a household where... look, I had Subway a lot.
Yeah.
But it was like, hey, you can get a 6-inch.
Right.
We can't afford the foot long.
Sure.
So that'll give you a little insight. So yeah. To get a Super Soaker 200 or 100... I was like, Mom, did you win the lottery?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, crazy. No, this is two birthdays. All right, Super Soaker 50. Wow, I'm looking at one in great condition. Yeah, then there's Nerf Super Soaker Soak Zuka. Here's the Nerf Super Soaker Floodinator. I love it.
All right, the Floodinator would be a great nickname for a male porn star.
Brett.
you haven't worked with Peter North. He's the Floodinator.
By the way, have you ever had like just a big water fight?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we should do in your backyard.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
When we have the Dwarf Slip and Slide competition.
Yes, which we haven't forgotten.
Yeah.
Still working
Trust
on
me,
it.
The yeah. details are getting worked out.
Yeah.
We're working on
it's doing it.
Semantics and yeah. Bleacher rentals and sponsors. All right, yeah. So it was a orange and green tank for the 50.
Okay.
And then the 100.
That looked like that was a blue one, right?
Yeah, blue and yellow. And then the 200.
Oh, I don't even know what the 200 was.
But like a straight up water fight after this with like, oh, the two, oh, Jesus Christ. The 200 was orange gun, yellow handle.
Yeah.
You had the green screw-on tank on top and then a yellow little tank in the back.
And then wasn't there
it
a
was
back,
almost like,
wasn't there a backpack at some point?
Yeah, there's a strap.
Oh, jeez.
There's a strap attached.
When you have like bandolier bullets, like of water, just like strapped across like you're like in the Three Amigos, like you're like the good and the bad, the ugly, and only with water guns.
By the way,
that's a serious water gun fight.
Oh, serious water gun fights are serious any way you slice it. There was a water gun that I used to use at Universal Studios when I was the New York cop, right?
Yeah.
And I walk around with that fake, you know, with that. By the way, I was doing a Chicago accent.
Yeah.
As a New York cop, I was like, yo, slow down, you guys are going too fast, you know, like the bears. And you know, my main bit would be like blow a whistle at an old lady that's walking slow, and I'd be like, you know, boot, like slow down, sweetheart, you're going too fast. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so slow. That's funny because you told me to slow down, but I'm already going slow.
Right, right, right.
And then, you know, I would, do bits with people, and it was in a very crowded area right in the middle of the park there.
Mm-hmm.
And the squirt gun one day was super hot, and I took it from a guy that was running a kiosk for like weird hats, and I was like, can I use that? He's like, fuck yeah. So I started doing bits with it, and I'm like spraying like, you know, Asian tourists in the back, like, and they're like, they'd freak out, and then I would turn around and all these people would laugh, and I'd act like nothing was going on because it's a character assault.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Not, yeah. Yeah.
It's
your version of Jeff Dunham.
Yes.
I'm not racist. The puppet is.
Yes. The gun's doing the. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The character is shooting.
Yeah.
The
there
people.
Were so many Trump supporters being there like, the water guns aren't the problem. It's the people using them.
Right. Right. Mental health for
it's the
water
fake
gun.
Cop yeah. who's shooting it. And so I'm like hitting kids in the back, and people are loving it.
Sure.
And I'm entertaining. In the middle of this area where people are just sitting because it's so hot, the Blues Brothers show is taking a break. You know, there's always so much entertainment in that area. I'm like doing a mini water gun mystery show for hundreds of people that are watching and laughing. It's awesome.
Sure.
And then my boss comes out at one point. Well, first of all, the point I want to make, this gun.
Yeah.
I knocked a Korean man to the ground because I shot him pinpoint in the middle of the back and he collapsed. Yeah. He was fine. Let me say that to avoid any sort of lawsuit,
sure,
even though
it
was 8 years ago.
Throws off his equilibrium.
Dude, but I couldn't believe I'd never held a water gun with that amount of speed and precision, and the water was tight. So it
was
like,
that one where you like stick it into the bucket and then you pull back?
No, not
that one.
Not a long one. Dude, it was like compact and small. And
really?
When we have that fight, I'm manning up with two of those, and all I say is pray. Pray or don't show up.
Maybe
both. So my boss comes out and then she's like, hey, pulls me aside. What are you doing with that squirt gun? I go, making people's day.
Yeah.
She's like, try again. I'm like, making everyone's day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being a star employee.
Yeah.
Employ them. I'm a fucking fake cop that
right.
nobody cares. I'm not a real character, yet I'm developing a purpose and a show. There's no show for the fake cop.
If someone sees this, if Spielberg walks in right now, he's like, I'm making a cop squirt gun movie.
Yes.
That,
oh, God. You know what? The delusion of the people that worked there, that thought probably did cross my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Someone goes, dude, you're making... Dude,
who was the stunt man in the Waterworld show?
It was the fake cop.
Cancel Tom Cruise. Yeah. Get that guy.
Yeah. And so she goes, hey, what are you doing with the squirt gun? This is 1940s New York. Because, you know, there was a cab there, and there were two people up in the balcony screaming at you, welcome to New York.
Yeah.
That's all they did to really portray that time period.
There's a cab, there's a slice of pizza, and there's two people doing fake accents.
Yeah, and a cop.
And it's New York.
And they're like, it's New York. Yeah. It's New York, baby. Boy, I can't. Boy, what time do the Knicks play? Can we make it in time? You know, is Cat still on Broadway? Of course it is. It's New York, baby.
Yeah.
So she goes, come over. She goes, a squirt gun? It's 1940s New York. What are you doing? That's not for the time period. I go, Jenna, with all due respect, a trolley just drove by us with Fievel, Curious George, and SpongeBob blasting the song Ooh Ee Ooh Ah Ah Ching Chang Walla Walla Bing Bang. Now, I'm not a history buff.
Well,
but that song was not being played during the war.
That shows how little you know about history, Adam. Because I watch the History Channel, and they can't go two episodes.
Ooh, ee, zoo, ah, ah, ching, tang, falla, falla, bing, bang.
Yeah, all that. That was the Nazi battle cry, which they turned into a happy-go-lucky song.
Oh, my God. But, like, so that...
That's amazing.
But that gun is... it also is crazy that, because I think about having a water fight in your backyard and like water balloons and whatever, but like you can fuck people up with that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I hit that guy in the back. If I hit him in the eye.
Oh, his eye's gone.
I mean,
that. And
I love that we're talking. Look, real gun reform is a real thing.
Sure.
And that should not be skipped over or lightly discussed ever, and should be way more should be being done about that, obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
But squirt gun reform. He's also
like these could kill somebody,
dude. The power in this fucking—I don't even remember who was sponsored by.
Yeah,
it might have just been one of these like squirt guns that just somehow got through customs.
Oh no, he gets his squirt guns from overseas. That's an Israeli squirt gun. Yeah. Those things are legit.
Here's one called the Stream Machine. CSG.
The Stream Machine. These are just all gay porn titles.
Welcome back to the new game. Water gun or gay porn?
Yeah.
The Floodinator.
Yeah, the Floodinator. Well, that's obviously a gay porn. Squirt gun.
Wait, squirt gun. By the way, squirt gun was the original gun. Gay porn.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, squirt gun. Guy.
Wait, let's see this.
Every one of these.
Let me find some squirt gun names, and we'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, squirt, the best. Well, here's the best six water guns of all time.
Well, now I need you to Google gay porn names so you have those to contrast and compare. And I just want that in your Google history.
Oh, God. All right.
I want that. Oh, God. I want that when the NSA spies on Adam
God,
Ray's computer.
It's too late. I did it. Damn it. Okay.
Don't click on images.
Oh, God, I'm not going to. Gay Porn Cocksucker's Guide. Here are the top 100 most searched gay porns. I guess that's what I'm clicking on.
All right.
Black gay male porn stars and names.
Okay.
Straight young male gay porn. Oh, Jesus, what have I done? All right. So here's, oh, God. Oh, the first sign has images. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No. I mean, oh, God.
I wish.
Guess what? Oh, God, yes, if you like that.
Yes.
I don't. That's why I said what I did.
I wish we had the cameras here, because if everyone could see the looks on your faces as you just
I wish
looked
everyone
at something.
Could see the look on my brain's face, because knowing it can't unsee what it just saw.
Yeah, you just haunted.
Oh.
You're going to see that every time you close your eyes for the next,
I don't know,
3 months. I'm
already thinking of Two Girls, One Cup. And guess what? In a weird way, that's fine. That's fine to replace what I saw.
I love how you have to,
there's women.
Like, yeah. I love
okay
how
that.
You have to do like the Bill Burr bit where he talked about where like he saw two gay guys like making out, and he just went, ugh. And
the girl goes,
and someone,
oh, you're gay? You're homophobic?
You're homophobic? Like, no! I just
wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Like if you two guys eating a sandwich and one of them spills the mustard, or the guy starts, what was it? Like eating a...
I forget the bit, but it's awesome. Yeah, it's just like...
It just was just like my brain wasn't ready for it. It's like if I see Ghosty Brokeback Mountain... Or see a play or whatever, and I can wrap my head. I can go get ready for it. But I just turn over and see it.
Yeah, and so would you, so when you're just trying to Google gay the titles of gay porn for a clever comedy bit, and all of a sudden you got things in certain orifices.
He goes, you know, when I'm watching a porn, I usually envisioning like oh yeah, I see. You know, you don't see the guy, but I you know, it's from the gay perspective, and you're just thinking, yeah, that's what I would be doing to her, you know. But you're never like wanting the girl just to disappear and be watching the guy. Like,
yeah.
But if the girl disappeared and the guy was there, you would be like, oh shit,
yeah,
this is horrific.
Exactly. So yeah, if you're into that kind of thing.
Oh
that-
God, I clicked back on it. Jesus Christ. I can't get the names without seeing that. I gotta go. I gotta get out of there. Oh God. All right, I'm going to a different.
I love how
gay porn names. Why gay porn titles?
Right now, Adam is trying to like blindly close windows without looking at his
screen.
All right,
here's top selling gay porn movies of all time, and this should be without images.
Okay.
All right, this is just titles. Great. Oh God. All right. Squirt.
Please, hopefully there's a pop up ad.
Here's the top 16. We need some music for this.
This is awesome.
Oh God,
I love seeing someone haunt their dreams,
dude. That is, that's just like, I don't even know what just happened. I mean, that's just,
hey man, and to your point, sometimes I'm watching straight porn. And all of a sudden, a window pops up or a side thing pops up with something I wasn't ready for, I wasn't looking at. And all of a sudden, Peter Griffin is fucking Chitara from Thundercats.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not into that shit.
Not okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in the first ever ALN, water gun or gay porn game?
Okay.
Brad, you're up first.
All right.
Zombie Strike Revenge Zombinator.
Ooh. Zombie Strike Revenge. That's got to be a water
squirt
gun.
Squirt gun or gay porn
that's
title.
That's got to be a squirt gun.
It is a squirt gun.
All
next
right.
Up.
Okay.
Come Suckers Trilogy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say gay porn title.
You got it. Frisky Summer 4.
Frisky Summer 4. I mean, once again, could be both.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with gay porn title.
You got it.
Okay.
The Wave Thrower Pump Action Toy.
Now, that's something they could use in
yes.
the gay porn title, but yes. I don't think that's actually a gay porn
they
title.
They could use that in Cream B-Boys.
Why are all porn titles always funny?
I know.
Wow.
All right. The Cyclone Bike Blaster.
Cyclone Bike Blaster?
Well, you attach this thing to your bike.
Well, I hope that means it's a squirt gun and not...
It is. Ding, ding, ding. It's a squirt gun.
You attach the projector, which throws the gay porn up on any wall you're riding past.
The Arctic Shock.
I think that's a Gatorade flavor.
Yeah. It's also a squirt gun.
Okay.
Tight Asian Manholes 2.
That's obviously a squirt gun. Right? Am I right? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Julian.
It just says Julian.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that could be the guy that invented that particular model of squirt gun, or could be a famous gay porn star. I'm going to go with gay porn.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Now
I got to look up Julian because I know
how good looking this guy is. The Stream Machine Water Launcher.
Well, it says water and not some other substance.
Yeah.
So that's,
if it was Stream Machine cum launcher,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is the gun right below.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, last one. How the West Was Hung. Oh, God. And the cover photo is definitely a picture.
How the West Was Hung.
Kansas City Trucking Company. What? And then one's called Flings? Dude, don't have some of these sound like 90s romantic comedies.
Yeah, that's like a Meg Ryan, Ranger, Tom Hanks movie.
Tales Flings. From the Foxhole. Chi-Chi LaRue's Oral Exams.
Sad part is I know who Chi-Chi LaRue is.
Young Cock Riders. See that? Bustin' Buttholes. See, that's the one. See, these are the titles.
Bustin' Buttholes. Yeah. I've ridden some roller coasters that should have been called Bustin' Buttholes. That's what they should have been called.
Greek Holiday Part 2. Cruising Mykonos. Isn't
Opa?
That like a Brittany Murphy, Ashton Kutcher movie?
I thought so.
See, some of these porn titles don't go away from the porn name. Mm-mm. Be a porn title through and through.
Sure.
Swim Meet. Slammer.
Swim Meet sounds like a teen romantic comedy.
Yeah. Bareback Twink Orgy.
All right. Well, all right. That's it.
Guess what? Kate Hudson probably is not in that.
Yeah. That hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. Just for Fun. Sounds like a fucking...
That's a related comedy.
It's a Mila Kunis movie.
Yeah.
Getting Boned.
Oh,
great.
Obvious.
I know what I'm getting. Summer Camp. Fucking, is Christopher Lloyd in that? Is that Camp Nowhere 2 and they just renamed it?
Oh, Marty, you got a cock in my ass.
Here's one, 1999, the film Dick Lickin'. Guess what? You know what you're getting with that. Enchanted Forest? No. Is
no,
that Alicia Silverstone?
Right?
And fucking, is that like that's a like Robin Hood spinoff?
Yeah, that's the James Corden Into the Woods sequel.
Enchanted Forest.
That was Fern Gully.
Yeah, dude. Fern Gully, you know what you're getting. You also know what you're getting when you rent Fill Up My Ass. The 2003 300-minute runtime? Jesus.
300? Wow. Who's that? Who's watching Fill Up My Ass, and at minute 122 goes, nope, still haven't seen anything I can jerk off to yet. He's at minute 227 going, there's got to be a good scene in here somewhere. Wow.
Oh, God.
I love...
Oh, let's see.
So this you're is... cleansing your palate with Nickelback.
Yeah. All right, Muscle Ranch. Guess what? Again... Is that like a expendable sequel?
Could be.
You know, do the big buff guys go to the ranch to work for the summer?
Could be.
I don't know what I'm getting, but I definitely know what I'm getting when I rent the 2005 classic, Big Dick Club.
Big Dick Club.
Or Cockin' Me.
I mean,
from the makers of Mackin' Me.
Yeah, comes Cockin' Me. Well, that's the porn parody of it. It's just Cockin' Me.
The Best of Buckshot. Here's one that's just called Cherries. That sounds like an 80s comedy with like... Susan Sarandon and like Deborah Winger.
Right, they're the cherries.
They work at a cherry farm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's farmer's son.
That's basically son-in-law.
Yeah. But when you look at the cover movie. Like I am right now, it's definitely not son-in-law.
It's definitely two
it's
guys.
It's a man
fucking.
Grabbing one butt cheek of another man. And they're all both right. staring into but my
not,
eyes.
But not like in a NFL good play kind of way.
No.
Okay.
Here's one called Fluid. Again, don't know from the picture. Is. Looks like they're on a boogie board. But guess what?
Hey.
One's on top of the other, so they're definitely not boogie boarding.
That could be a Surf Ninjas movie.
Foot Patrol? Guess what? Again, do they work at Foot Locker? Are they the Foot Clan?
Right.
But again, you look at the cover art. No, it's a man jerking off another man with his foot. Anally Yours.
All right, now we know what that is.
Yeah, we know what that is. Trade.
Street Trade sounds like a Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves drug movie.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It does.
But it's not.
It's not.
I don't want to know what Street Trade is about.
Lords of the Jungle, Brendan Fraser making a return to his roots. He was George.
Yeah.
Now he's a lord. You know?
He's come back. He's been promoted.
Yeah. We know what we're getting with that. You know what I'm saying? Just like we know what we're getting when we rent the 2005 classic All Black Gay Footage.
There you go.
No secrets.
No. Yeah, we know exactly what we're getting.
All right.
All right. Well, that has been Brad and Adam, dare I say, diving into the gay poor industry.
Oh, boy. But these squirt guns are the real deal. That's
still
what got
gay
us
porn?
On this tangent. Yeah. No.
Now, did they have any...
oh, God.
Now, we talk about gay porn. I think you went to... How do I phrase this correctly? That was a gay porn sound I just made. That was like a weird chipmunk.
I think you're trying to make a Taylor Swift segue.
I am trying to make a Taylor
Look,
Swift,
there were,
Swift segue.
I don't think there were as many gay men there as there were girls and, quite honestly, dudes with their girls.
Yeah.
And just straight up, there was a group of four drunk dudes sitting behind me.
Love it.
And they must have been attached to a group somewhere, but they were just... Sound like fucked up dudes at a football game screaming for certain songs. And then they were just talking too much.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I was like, I'm going to have to turn around and say something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're 10 rows up.
Yeah.
My nieces are very impressionable. You're saying a lot of things. You're behaving in a way at a Taylor Swift concert that not even for their sake, but your own sake.
Yeah.
Check in with yourself.
You don't want this story. Now let's be clear. This wasn't Adam Ray going like, I'm back home. Taylor's coming.
I got two nights.
I'm going to Taylor.
No, this is me trying to make my nieces never forget who's the best family member.
Exactly.
And so far, it's without a doubt me.
Yeah.
I know they got a mom and dad, but, you know.
They're okay, I guess.
What is that, really?
Yeah, what are parents?
I even said in a joke, I told them, I go, guys, I go, I got you. I go. We're going to your favorite singer on Tuesday. Or I go, who's your favorite singer? And they go, Uncle Adam. I go, no, but thanks for saying that. It's been a rough week. I really needed that. Who's your favorite singer? Taylor Swift. Well, guess where we're going. Freaking. I post the video. Yeah. They freaked out. And they're like, how did you like? Who are we going with, Mommy? And I'm like, no, she can't afford it. Try again. And they go, are we going with Daddy? No, I also can't. You know, remember,
same,
he's a rapper, and I'm Uncle Adam's still trying to come to terms with that. We'll talk about that when you're 20. But who Uncle Adam did it because he's the man, you know. And they freaked out. And Taylor Swift puts on an amazing show.
Hey, I'm not a fan of the music,
top to bottom.
But I saw that. But I saw the videos of from you, and there's actually a couple of people that were at that show.
Doug Benson was at that show.
Yes.
I did Doug Loves Movies the next night at the Neptune with Ken Jennings and some Seattle radio guys. And Doug went, and he goes, I plan my shows around them. I'm like,
Taylor Swift concerts? Yeah.
I tried to not let it become
specifically Taylor Swift
really
concerts.
A weird thing, because I was like, no, fucking, it is a I've good
done the,
show.
Because I've done that with Broncos games, where I like plan a gig just because they're,
I would have never pegged him as a Swift fan. But,
a Swifty, I think they're called.
Also, I think he went by himself, and he's like, Swifters. He's like, it's a great show. And look, if you're real baked, there are a lot of pyrotechnics, a lot of weird
costume changes,
and
different
just,
sets. And,
it's a fun show.
Yeah.
And I don't know all the songs. I know probably three of them.
Yeah.
Sang along to a couple.
And just start a... F.U. John Mayer chant, and you'll fit right in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She dated him.
Yeah.
She's 28 now, because at first I was like, I'm watching her on stage being like, God, I think she's only 24, and I feel like she dated John Mayer at least 8 years ago. And I'm like, dude, what? But no, she's 28.
It was fine.
So
it
she was probably 22, 23, but still like he's...
Good
for him.
There's a nice list in there where you got your... she had a Jake Gyllenhaal for a little bit.
Wow,
she had a Harry Styles for a little bit from One Direction. I know way too much. Maybe I'm revealing too much about myself. I listen to a lot of morning radio.
Is it morning radio, or are there gossip sites that you go to? Or do you get alerts?
Listen, I like
you get
to
Gyllenhaal alerts.
Gyllenhaal alerts, which sounds like his new energy drink.
Yeah,
hi, this is Jake Gyllenhaal. Dana Carvey told us the secret to a great impression is to just
say the name.
I'm Jake Gyllenhaal. That's my Jake Gyllenhaal impression. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Tell me I'm not Jake Gyllenhaal right now. So, she had a Jake. Listen, I wake up every day.
By the way, I would take a Gyllenhaal alert because I keep drinking 5-hour energies. And guess what? I drank one. Yeah. I'm still a little wired right now because I drank a 5-hour energy 6 days ago. Okay. My leg is still shaking. My butt is still whistling.
Yeah.
Some of you are like, your butt's whistling. Maybe you should go to the doctor. No, I should just not drink a 5-hour energy again.
Yeah,
because that shit...
They're pretty insane.
They're potent.
I only take them when I need to stay up all
I mean, I know
night.
They are organic, right? But they're also sold at 7-Eleven. And nothing organic is sold at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're not organic.
No.
There's one that is.
Can you imagine if 7-Eleven is ever just like, hey man, we got like gluten-free hot dogs now.
I'm like, that's not why I come here, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, no.
I come here to clog my arteries.
Yeah.
For chips.
I come here for the experience.
Yeah.
For the products.
For the nacho cheese that in 4 days will be a plastic container. Like
inside my veins.
Yeah. That's what I come here for. Don't try to be anything you're not.
Do you think they ever clean the inside of those turnstiles?
Turnstiles? There's a turnstile at your 7-Eleven?
Not turnstile. The
what?
The rotating hot dog wheel.
Oh. Maybe. I don't know because it seems like whenever I go in there.
You've actually purchased a hot dog from 7-Eleven, huh?
One time.
I've gotten a hot dog from AMPM, but they actually have tons of them out.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, so that means they're good.
No, but I mean.
There's a lot of them.
No,
oh, okay. Well,
they have tons of options.
Good.
They have like hot dogs. They got bratwurst. They have like. 7-Eleven's just like, yo, we got one type of flavor.
Hot dog.
You're like, that's not a flavor.
Yeah. Hot dog is not a flavor.
And there's only like three of them in there.
Yeah.
And one of them's half eaten.
Yeah.
Because the guy took a bite and goes, I don't want it.
Right.
And the guy goes, please don't put it back.
And
he goes, well, I'm not going to stop you because this is 7-Eleven. Not to say that if you work there, you know, you just gave up. But
hey,
I think that...
It's a good job. It is. It's a good starter job.
And also, you don't realize how much we need 7-Eleven workers, because 7-Eleven is literally everywhere, and there's always been a time I've needed like Advil, water, Pop-Tart, Slurpee. Shit, man, I tried to Postmate a Slurpee last night again, and the guy brought everything but the Slurpee, and everything that I ordered around the Slurpee was just to make it not look like I'm ordering just a Slurpee. So my plan backfired.
So you're like, well, I'll get the hot dog and I'll get a thing of Mike and Ike's and I'll get
just
a donut
look like
or
a
whatever.
Total degenerate.
Just so I'm not post meeting just a Slurpee. But yeah, you are.
Would you ever? Who would be your like? Who would you take Liam, your nephew, to? Like, who do you think?
Oh man,
because this was their second concert. I sent them to Katy Perry.
Yeah,
was in Australia with Adam. I couldn't go to that. Made a point to make this one. They freaked out. They passed out two songs before the end, which was adorable.
Yeah,
but it was also way past their bedtime. It was like 11:30 at that point. But they freaked out, and it was like awesome to see. And we were so fucking close too.
Yeah,
like I
got
definitely
some good seats.
Yeah, the seats were great. Taylor Swift, I get why she's fucking filthy rich, because those tickets were not cheap. Uncle Adam's picking up a couple extra weekends of work.
Yeah, it's like, hey, speaking of that, Adam will be in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie at the Yuck Yuck Hut. And then when you see, because it was at where the Seahawks play, right?
At CenturyLink, yeah.
Yeah, so that's... That's God knows how many people.
Oh, dude, the suites for a Seahawks game is, I think, 40 grand. I can only imagine for a concert like that they're probably also jacking them up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, dude, just like at the festival in Napa, they know people are going to pay for these things.
Yeah.
We upgraded to VIP our second night there because we ran into Julia White and and his girl and a couple of their friends, and I was like, and they were VIP, and I was like, I want to be able to hang out.
Yeah.
And general admission, guess what? Saw life from that perspective.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
But wanted to soak up that VIP experience.
Absolutely.
And it was way cooler. And also, they had a lot of mini stages, and there was extra entertainment going on. At one point, Snoop and Adam Richman are cooking with Warren G. Then, Barry Bonds...
Wait, are they literally cooking?
Yes. And Snoop's smoking a J, and he's stirring beans. Here's how hilarious... And
was this a show?
No, it was just a side stage thing. And they're wanting to integrate more stuff. They have a lot of big headliners, but they're not on tours. The headliners really start at like 4. Four to like 10.
Yeah.
And there's three bands. Like it was Killers, Head in the Heart, and Halsey one night. Then it was Bruno Mars and Snoop and somebody else one night.
Awesome.
But there's a lot of shit during the day that people are like hanging around just getting fucked up and not really, there's no real other entertainment. So the side stage had Snoop and Warren G, and Snoop is stirring beans, literally being like, they're in the beans. And I'm just like, dude, this guy is so high.
Someone put a beat on that and it'll be a fucking hit.
Drop It's Like It Hot and Stirring the Beans should have been on the same album.
If fucking Kanye West can release a song that where he goes whoopity scoop and it's a fucking hit, that's not an exaggeration.
Oh, that's right. I saw Chris D'Elia post a thing about like making fun of that. And
yeah.
He was like boopity, doopity, scoopity,
because that's literally the lyrics.
Whoopity, scoopity?
Yeah. Have you not heard this song?
It sounds like a cereal jingle.
It's lit, and I'm not exaggerating.
Can you pull it up?
Yeah, here I'll look for it as you describe Snoop stirring beans.
So he's stirring beans, and I'm it's captivating, and he's talking, and this again, you're just like, wow, this guy has branded himself because anything he does is entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And then shortly after that cooking segment, there's another cooking segment with what three people do you think they gathered for this cooking segment, Brad? If you were to name three people,
Okay.
Wrong.
Tony Danza.
Wrong. Gary Delabonte, Ken Griffey Jr., and Barry Bonds.
Oh, fuck.
Mary Kill.
Baba Booey.
They are all standing on stage cooking together. And by the way, Barry Bonds has a horrible voice. I know he's the quote-unquote home run king and like was kind of an asshole teammate, but actually has donated a lot of money and stuff and whatever you think about him. Who cares? He cheated the game. Because everybody does, and steroids make the game better. I've said it before. That doesn't mean high school, middle school, and college kids should use them, because you should not. Try to be as good as you can until you get to the pros. But then, guess what? You get to the pros, and people go, hey, man, it's a contract year. Do you want to make 240 mil? Yes. Take these pills, or put this thing in your butt, or watch, fill it in my ass for.
Listen to Kanye sing. This is an actual song. This is not a parody. This is not a thing. All right.
Please start it again.
That's an actual fucking song. This is a work by an artist.
Can't believe I haven't heard this yet.
Can you imagine that shit?
Fruit Loop, doobie doop doop, whoopie hooly hoop hoop. What the fuck?
You just did more rhymes than he did.
Imagine he just walked out of the studio after saying whoopty scoopty poop and went, nailed it.
Wait, was poop in there?
Yes.
This guy's fucking out of his mind.
Now, is he
also proving that anyone can rap?
Yeah. Is he I'm in the category that I think Kanye West is a genius. His good songs. His songs that are actually good that I like, yes, those are great. This, is he trolling us? Is he like, I can put out anything?
Yes. I
there's no way he walked out of the studio, heard that, and went, that is the best song I've ever made. That's me at my best. There's no fucking way.
I have to believe that at some point you think you're untouchable and you're like Kanye, who just goes, I literally can sing anything, write anything, and these people will buy it because I've created such a following.
Yeah.
Also, I think he's legit crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think most geniuses are. And I think he is a genius, and I think he's also crazy. I don't think these things are mutually exclusive.
Maybe I don't know enough about him to understand the genius part.
Well,
is it just before all this? Is it when he started?
Because he was,
obviously was that famous and popular, and people and all the big dogs were fucking with him. Yeah. So
now I'm not as a white boy from Orange County, California. I am not a hip hop aficionado. I am not that.
Well, not with that attitude.
But I know that he made beats for Jay-Z before he really started rapping.
Gotcha.
So and
okay.
So
and look, Jay-Z's considered
the king,
more or less.
So it's tough to make beats. I've watched a guy try to do it before, and it just didn't sound good. So the fact that he did, fantastic. And some of his songs I really like. And I've seen him live. I saw him live at Bonnaroo.
And
when he wasn't ranting about where the fucking porta potty's at, which was a real line that he said.
Also hilarious.
Yeah, the songs were great. I thought White Skinhead is a great fucking song.
That's a real song?
Yeah. I think it's a great one.
Yeah, you see, I
or
mean...
Black Skinhead? Fuck. I have it on somewhere. But yeah, I think it's a great song. But just because I think you're a genius doesn't mean you can't also be crazy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things nowadays, whether it be music, politics, whatever, where people get locked into one person being one thing, and they think like, okay, well, I like this person, so I have to like every single thing that this person does.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Like Roseanne. You think,
yes,
I love
prime
Roseanne,
example.
I love her show, I love her comedy.
Yeah. So I have to like her political views, or I have to like her tweets.
Or her Twitter rants. Which, by the way, we are recording this just hours after that happened.
Yeah. So
and good on ABC and good on Bob Iger for pulling the chain on that. And all episodes on all the other networks.
Yeah.
That cast has got to be so pissed. I bet some of them are going to sue her for...
We know,
right?
We know some of the writers.
Yeah.
We know some of the writers. We know some of the people that work on that show that...
Yeah, Whitney and Wanda Sykes both bounced. And I guess it's probably going to be understood that this has something to do with it. That she just was...
Morgan Murphy... also worked on that show.
Wow.
And just there's a lot of talented people.
That show was gonna fucking stay on for a while. Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. And
I wonder if they're gonna find a way to keep it going again. But also because the syndication money from the old episodes being on, I mean, not that any of them probably need it, but
now this isn't, and I want to bring this up so people don't think we're just anti-conservative, anti-Republican, because Kathy Griffin did the photo shoot where she held up Trump's head.
Yeah.
Bloody head. Shouldn't have done that. And she got fired from CNN. And she got fired from the New Year's Eve show.
Yeah.
So this has happened on both sides. Jemele Hill from ESPN did some Trump stuff. And then she was either kicked off her part on SportsCenter or whatever. So this happens on both sides. This isn't a free speech issue.
No.
Because you have to realize that when you have a boss... that boss is allowed to say, hey, don't do that.
Yep.
And Roseanne's got bosses. ABC is Disney. You can't say that. And I haven't looked too far into this, so if I'm wrong, I apologize. Save your tweets. But she tweeted something comparing a woman who is part African-American to Planet of the Apes.
She said... I mean, I can read the exact tweet, but it was a cross between something Muslim.
A Muslim something and a Planet of the Apes movie or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, listen.
Yeah, I mean, everything about that is, comparing any sort of African-American to an ape is
Nope.
The craziest.
Can't do it.
I mean,
from and I found this out being a Los Angeles Laker fan, because back in the day, and if you're a LA Laker fan, you will remember this. Chick Hearn, the famed Lakers announcer, one of the greatest announcers of all time, one of the best men of all time, Sweet Man. Sweet Man, you could also get on the porn titles that we were talking about earlier. But Chick Hearn once described a basketball player who was African American. He hung on the rim a little too long for Chick's liking. And he said, "Hey, there, he's hanging on the rim like a monkey." He said that. Now, he had to apologize. He had to stop back and be like, "Oh, sorry." And
no,
he did.
Didn't.
He immediately did. But for him, it wasn't a, this guy's black.
No.
It was a, and you watch the clip, the guy's literally just like one hand swinging back and forth
cool.
on the rim.
The only other time he'd seen that.
Yeah. I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, anything. That phrase might come to your head.
Yeah.
But
if Yao Ming was doing it, he wouldn't have a different sort of like
I certainly don't think so. But he immediately had to come
out. He's hanging on the rim like the last little noodle on a bowl of wonton soup, just dangling.
That's when you can't say that.
Way too specific.
Yeah. So and he had to go through a lot of crap to apologize and keep his job after that. So after that, it was ingrained in my head. Yeah, maybe don't make that comparison at all.
And this doesn't. And this brings up the point too that. People are going, "Oh, no, you just can't say anything anymore." Yeah, you can.
You can.
Just don't say the stupid, racist, ignorant shit. Keep that stuff off of your brain and off of your the part of your thinking that goes, "Oh, that could be something I could put out there."
Hey,
stop yourself and go, look at today's climate. And yeah, man, there is a bigger set of goggles that everything is being looked at through
social
now.
Social media. Yeah.
But
hey, I've said this on other podcasts. I literally have a folder on my computer that is titled "Tweets That'll End My Career," and it's because whenever I write a tweet,
you have to get them out, right? Is it just the joke writers?
Yes, I have to write it. I have to physically write it on a keyboard,
wow.
And then I look at it and I go, "Huh," and then I say it to my wife, and she goes, "Yeah, don't do that."
Wow.
And I go, "Okay, good," and then I don't.
So
but
tweets
I
my so I could also be tweets my wife said no to.
Yes. Funny, all Asian jokes.
Yeah,
but but I have a folder and I get it out, but then I don't publish it because and there's some stuff in there that probably wouldn't end my career where I'm being too paranoid, but I try to be safe. I'm someone that doesn't that I'm trying to make it. I don't want to have that moment where I get a big deal from Disney or something, and then all of a sudden someone goes back and 5 years ago I said a joke that wasn't that wasn't PC.
Yeah,
and then I don't have my deal with Disney anymore or something. So it's a reality that you have to deal with. The same way if you work if you work for any company and you go on social media and do a N-word laced rant, you're probably not going to have a job the next day.
Yeah,
so that's something that you just have to consider when you're when you're posting on social media.
Boy, CNN is just flooded with ABC took a moral stand. Trump won't. The issue over Roseanne Barr's tweet is whether racism should be condemned and penalized in this country. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
And people forget it's ABC. Disney. That's a Disney thing. You know, they're trying to not do that.
Co-star Michael Fishman devastated ABC.
Sure.
Van Jones slams rank bigot Roseanne.
Yeah.
Streaming services are already removing Roseanne. Yeah, that's what's crazy, dude. Like the residuals that some of them could get. I mean.
Yeah. That's amazing. One tweet.
By the way, Melania Trump has not appeared in public in 19 days. If you are playing the where in the world is Melania Trump drinking game?
I mean, you know who's not playing that game?
Carmen Sandiego.
Donald.
Oh,
he is not playing the where's Melanie?
Dude, how? I mean, I haven't seen that.
Listen,
used
and that's
in
not
any
that's
late
not
night
even
yet.
That's not even a political thing. That's a you tweeted. The wrong name of
if
your wife.
If that doesn't say it all about who he is and what their relationship is.
Like I said, we're taking all politics out of this. The fact that if Barack Obama had said Michelle's name was Andrea, we would have all jumped on that. Like, hey, that's not your wife's name, dude. Like, how come you don't know your wife's name?
Oh, God.
So... the moral of this story is, hey, be careful, people. When think about your tweets, think about who's reading them. You know, and there's so many examples of this, not just in show business. There's examples of kids that go on rants about how dumb their teacher is, but they forget their teacher follows them on Facebook.
Yeah, or posting pictures when you work at some job and you can't have, I mean, you just being fucked up at Cabo. Although with that stuff, I feel like if it doesn't affect your job performance, you should be able to post like,
yeah,
like that cheerleader got in trouble for posting. It was the NFL cheerleader for posting a picture that was
she's like
somewhat provocative, but yeah, really, she was just showing some skin, and it's like
right, and she was in Cabo or she was in Mexico doing some weird.
Yeah, I think they canned her for that.
Yeah, and I'm like, why? You're an NFL cheerleader who's already dancing provocatively in scantily clad outfits. Yeah. Like, oh, so you posted a couple photos in a bikini? It might be worse than that. I'm not sure. I don't remember the story specifically, but. Yeah, it's like that thing. It's just be careful, people. It's freedom of speech. It means yes, you Roseanne is free to tweet those things.
Yeah,
ABC is free to respond how they responded. That's how it works. It's not you can say absolutely anything you want with no consequences whatsoever. It's not how it works.
You also just have to trust that the universe will work everything out. And if people are bad, hopefully they get what's coming. And that's what happened to Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yet it won't happen to Trump as fast as we want to. But I bet it's coming.
You know what?
Look, when I was in the fifth grade, yeah, I gave a girl flowers, candy, and a stuffed animal. And I won't say her name, Jennifer, but she she I won't say her last name. I won't. But she embarrassed me. Declined, which is fine. You have the right. Again, it's your right to say, sure, I don't want these great gifts.
Yep.
We're in the fifth grade. This is too much too soon. You're embarrassing me. You're fat. I don't want people to think I like fat Adam. I want them to think I like skinny Evan or whatever her subtext was.
Damn you, skinny Evan.
Yeah. So she said no, which, you know, it's fine. I should have started eating the chocolate right in front of her and said, fine.
Hey, more chocolate for me.
You ain't shit anyway, bitch. Yeah. You know, I should have said, I didn't have any comeback plan because I was emotionally, you know, just destroyed.
Yeah.
But the universe works itself out because 2 years ago I saw her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she's now a female bodybuilder and she's gross.
Wow.
And that's my closure.
It's like bullet dodged.
Because guess what?
Yeah.
Bullet dodged. And also you were mean to me back then.
Yeah.
And it probably caused a little bit of distress and who knows what sort of, you know, therapy I didn't do to fix that moment.
Well, now you do it on stage.
But now you're gross.
Yeah.
You're gross now.
Wow.
You're a bodybuilder. Yeah. And this says nothing about choosing that as a career. Choose it. Be in shape. But guess what? You were in shape a year before you started bodybuilding.
Yeah.
But when your triceps have abs and your glutes have pecs.
Right. And we're not talking just about female bodybuilders because I look at male bodybuilders like,
oh, the whole bodybuilding community needs to take a step back and go, what are we saying?
You know?
What is our message?
Yeah. And that's
vegan for life? You can do more. You push yourself harder and you too can have the head the size of an elbow. I mean,
it,
what's the bodybuilder commercial? You know,
it's not,
hi, are you tired of being a little bitch ass pussy on the couch? Are your arms the size of regular arms? Do your legs just look like legs? You're like, you just said the word legs differently. Nothing about it makes me think there's a problem with my current walking sticks, you know?
Now,
is your chest the size of a bitch ass little 25 year old chest? You're like, well, I'm 25.
Yeah,
pussy, we can tell. Do you want your ribs to have abs? You're like, I don't even know what that means,
but
want to drink nonstop creatine for the rest of your life until you die in 6 weeks?
Do you never want to have a meal where you go, that was amazing?
Never. You never want to have a relationship where you go, who are we? What's your name again? I don't know. I speak to you in grunts at the gym.
Yeah.
By the way, those couples... Okay, so as much as I'm saying bodybuilding community, what do you offer? What do you inspire? What's your message?
Sure.
The times I have been at 24-Hour Fitnesses, which was only a couple when I was in high school back in Seattle at the 24-Hour Fitness on Ballinger Way, there was a couple couples, and they would get very jacked up and work out together, and I was like, that's what love is.
Gym couple.
Because he would be like, push it! Push it! Fucking it's out! God, you fucking suck! And then she'd go, you fucking suck. and then and lift the weight and get to her max goal. And then they get up and they chest bump and then make out in the same move.
You know what?
Chest bump, make out.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sometimes they just high five. Sometimes they'd headbutt. One of them would start bleeding. One of them would lick the blood off their head.
Yeah. And if that's your thing, awesome.
That's barbaric love.
And if you're a person, I don't think we have too many bodybuilder listeners, but if you are and that's your thing, cool. It's just not our thing. It's not what I like. But hey, maybe I'm jealous because my butt doesn't have abs. But whatever. It's just not my thing.
Would you ever do CrossFit?
No.
No. Would you ever do any sort of hardcore calisthenic workout consistently?
No. I'm a big believer in everything in moderation, and that includes workouts.
Yeah.
And I've got really good friends that do CrossFit. Chris Porter, our buddy Chris Porter does CrossFit.
Some posted a workout video the other day, and I almost commented on it because I have a real big problem with those videos. And I go, oh, you've gone to the dark side. Porter, I love you. You're a friend and fave of this podcast.
And he listens to the podcast.
But
so
damn it, man.
He'll hear this.
I saw you post that, and I go, why? I'm not laughing. But also, look, man, we all, to get inspired for anything and to get fired up to do something, you know, whatever method or avenue that you have to take to get there. But... But also, you know, I don't know. And Dalia started posting them too, like just sweating at the gym or what are you posting them for?
I don't know.
I do my stair stepper at home.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking logging the minutes and zooming in on the, look how many calories I burned. Just burn the calories.
Yeah.
Let them be burned. Don't have a fucking funeral for them.
Yeah.
Don't post a...
Oh, I gotta show you this.
I don't know. But again, if that gets you fired up, if you look back at that video and you go, fuck yeah, look what I did today, then I guess that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
But again, what's your message?
Who knows? Maybe someone sees Chris Porter's CrossFit video and goes, wow, if the guy from Ugly and Angry who used to wear bell bottoms can like...
Doubt it.
he can do CrossFit. Then maybe
Doubt it.
I can get my life together.
They're looking maybe. For Porter for comedy. Because that's what he's the fucking man at.
He is the best.
But, you know, anyway, who knows, man? Cut to me in 5 years, like, you know, shaving bamboo and being like, eh? And then, you know, everyone's like, what is this for?
Is that a euphemism for something? Or like, no.
Well, bamboo shavers is bamboo. Also on the list of gay porn.
Yeah, real. It's all Asian. It's very racist. It's not cool.
By the way, hot Asian holes or whatever. No, tight Asian. I mean, again, some of those titles just so on the nose. By the way, on the nose. it's a Christmas parody.
Yeah.
Where the girl's dressed as Rudolph.
Fucking great, man. Well, it's funny because we're talking about people that did that like post a lot and like become those CrossFit people or those fitness people. I'm trying to not become a certain type of person on social media right now.
A dog person. Well, you know what? You can be because dwarfs and dogs go together like Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
I think that's a
compliment. You and that dog go together Regis and Kathy.
OG.
You see how I upgraded?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Because the videos are appropriate and well-timed.
Yeah.
And the right amount of adorable and funny.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want to just like it look in your face. I'm all in, dude. I'm all in right away. Also, you do a good job of like a little further away. Like I want to see the size comparison. I want to see you and that dog together full frame, dude. I don't want to just see neck up.
And
a lot of people post those and I'm like, who gives a shit?
And for those of you who haven't been following me on social media, literally I had a Bill Burr bit come to life. Where I was on the road, and while I was on the road, the wife, now we had been talking about getting a dog, but the wife FaceTimes me and goes, hey, got a dog. And I'm like, all right.
Wow. So you'd been discussing.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. We've been talking about breeds, and Pitbull was on the list, but there was other options. And then all of a sudden, she pans over, and I see this dog in my house going like, all right. I'm out of the house, and there is someone who is now sleeping in bed with my wife who has a bigger penis than me. All right.
How pumped did that make you?
I mean...
Make your day?
Yeah. pumped, scared, but mostly pumped.
Why scared?
Because the dog. Well, listen.
Not scared for your life. Scared to just like take care of.
No, scared like the dog is a large dog. I have a pit bull now, so it's. This is not a thing against the pit bull breed. I'm one of those guys that's saying it's not the breed; it's the person who raises the dog that makes it aggressive. Our friend Josh Adam Myers has a Doberman,
yeah,
who's traditionally like a really aggressive, mean dog in all the movies. But that dog is sweet as hell.
Doberman, not to be confused with a Fetterman. Yeah. But you can get Wayne Fettermans at most shelters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, Wayne's just hanging out. Yeah. But yeah, so I come home and there's a pit bull in my house. I'm kind of nervous in terms of like, how's this gonna go? He has already established himself. He loves my wife. So does he think I'm a threat? Yada yada. And I walk in that front door and I post the video on Instagram. It actually ended up getting on TMZ. TMZ caught me at baggage claim when I was coming home, and I told him I'm gonna go meet my dog right now, and I'm terrified. So they like. They found the video later that day and they spliced it together. So my dog has a television credit already. Anyway.
Unbelievable.
But I walk in the front door and the dog just jumps on me in a good way and just like starts licking my face and being cool. And he's just the shit. He's awesome. Got a pit bull. His name's Diego, which his name is like someone who would like fuck your wife in front of you and then be weirded out when you were mad.
He'd
like,
say his own name when he comes.
Diego.
Yeah, yeah. Or he makes you say it.
Yeah. From over there across the room. Say my name when I come.
I'm gonna mouth it and you say it. You're like
Diego. Yeah, and I love this fucking
dog.
You'll
get another one, will you?
No.
No, you got a.
Thankfully, we got a yard. Love. Yeah, we got a yard. Dogs happy in the yard, and it's weird because now I watch that old Bill Burr bit about when this very thing happened to him, and there's so many things that are true.
When a wife wants to get it neutered and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And man, the dog already came neutered, so that didn't have to deal with that. But like, Burr has a line about walking down the street with a pit bull. Everyone deserves to do that once in your life. Hell yes.
Why?
That is absolutely true.
Intimidation factor?
Yes. Yeah. There's a dwarf walking a pit bull, and everyone just looks at me and goes, wow, he tamed that pit bull. That dwarf is a badass.
Yeah.
He knows some shit. Yeah. He can do some shit.
By the way, that's so funny because I have a line in my act about walking around with a dwarf and how it's like walking around. How it's like walking around with a pit bull because people are intimidated and curious at the same time.
Wow, he tamed that dwarf.
Where did you get that?
Who the fuck did he? Well, what the fuck did he do? Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome, man, because
it's great.
That's also like you're not trying to have kids yet, mm-hmm. but you're trying to ease into that world, and a dog is a great way to do it.
Yeah, just because it's,
or a garden. I feel like garden, dog, HelloFresh subscription.
Sure.
Is part a good way to be like, can we raise a life?
Yeah. Can we
be responsible?
so far so good, man. He's been good. He's he hasn't killed other dogs. He hasn't killed any other people.
Yeah, you want that?
We throw the ball around in the yard. There's literally nothing better.
Wow.
Than just throwing a ball, dog goes and gets it, brings it back to you, and it's just. And now when I come home, like I don't walk in that front door from the road and like. There's a lot of problems thrown on me or a lot of like, hey, this is what happened over the weekend. Now I walk in and someone sees me and literally just like wags a tail and that's just my wife. Yeah. And then the dog comes in later. No.
He tackles you to the ground.
Yeah.
She pulls the dog off.
Yeah. It's nice to have. It's nice to have the dog like.
Oh, the immediate
greet
love.
Greet you and just be like so happy you're home.
Does he really?
Yeah.
So it's that stereotypical like dog like wait like.
Yeah.
Loves that you're home.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what's happened or what you're thinking about, you've forgotten about it.
Now I'm happy.
Whoa.
It's great. I'll post a video one time of me walking in after a weekend and just showing people what he does.
And by the way, just like the infomercials do when they try to hype up the product and they go like, having trouble brushing your teeth, and they show somebody smacking themselves with a bottle of toothpaste.
Always in black and white.
Yeah, or they have no teeth and they're holding up a toothbrush and they're like, I can't do it. And they're like,
are you having trouble pulling out chairs? Get the new chair, automatic pulling out motor.
Introducing hands.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's a guy with no hands.
just holding up stumps. What?
But I'm saying it's like come in extra disappointed.
Yeah.
So that like to really.
Having a bad day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the best.
Yeah, I do. That and I'm so close to.
Yeah, that and I will tell you. Everyone in LA talks about going green.
Go dog.
You know, go dog. I ride my dog.
Do you really?
Screw Uber. No, I don't.
Remember we joked about it with Jason Derulo about you riding a dog in his music video?
Yeah. I mean, you could probably throw a saddle on this guy.
You should tweet him a video of that.
He's a big dude. My dog's a big dude. He's a he's a 60-pound pit, so he's a big guy.
Yeah, I'm getting closer and closer to saying fuck the rules at this at my apartment and being like, I could probably hide it. I know people probably have dogs here, and if it's small and doesn't bark a lot, there's got to be. But again, you risk the – look, I mean, I run the risk of – of A, that my landlord listens to this podcast, and B,
I would love it that they did.
That'd be hilarious. And B, that somebody sees or hears something, and you just, you know, you go out the front. But also, it's like have it be small that you always have in a bag, so nobody. I mean, there's probably a way around it, man.
Yeah, there's a way. And hell, the same way you said the pool toys were therapy pool toys. Now, as everyone who's seen my act knows,
shit.
I'm very anti.
You probably can't say no to that
therapy dog in terms of like I hate them on planes. But if that's how you have a dog in your own apartment, fuck it. I don't care about that.
All right.
Do it.
All right.
Why not? I mean, yeah.
Or maybe I should start small with a goldfish because nobody cares about, I mean, there's no PSA for 90 million goldfish get flushed down the shitter every minute. And guess what?
Yeah.
And then the commercial just stops and the music cuts out and the person goes, and guess what? Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Introducing other pets.
Hey, it's a starter. You know, maybe get one of those hamster cities.
Nope. Sister had gerbils as a kid.
No.
Saw the mama eat the babies.
Ooh.
Had the father hop out of the cage, bite me on the finger.
Oh.
I flung my finger around, threw it off my finger. It went through the window like Roger Rabbit style. Left an outline of the gerbil's body. My sister chased the gerbil because she was so petrified through the window. She fucking extra smashed the window, got cut up. Neighbors heard screaming, called the cops because they saw my sister run through a window. Cops showed up. We were like,
how has this story never been told before?
And I had to explain, my mom's not home. This is after school. Disney Afternoon is playing in the background. And I'm just like telling the cop, the gerbil bit my finger. I threw it off. It went through the window. My sister chased the gerbil and went through the window. They're like, you didn't throw your sister through the window? I'm like, I'm impressed. And I love that you think I have the strength to throw another person through a window.
Not happening.
I barely had enough strength to get the gerbil off my finger and get it through the window. And by the way, the gerbil is dead.
Yeah.
It did not survive.
No. Wow. Okay. So you have a gerbil thing.
Yeah. So I'm going to veto the gerbil suggestion.
So don't.
I'm going sans gerb for the rest of my life.
Sans gerb, which sounds like a DJ. DJ sans gerb.
Well, congrats. I got to meet that dog and see your place.
Oh, you will. The dog's great. The dog is very friendly to new people. I had a friend over last night for dinner. And it went fantastic.
Because you want that. You get nervous if like in Curb when Larry's dog barked at black people.
Right, I remember
like
that episode.
I mean, there's those things that when you're getting the dog, you don't go, no, dog likes Jews, right? Like there's no questionnaire that the dog fills out. Well, you don't hold up a picture of a rabbi and he goes, row. And you hold up a picture of an uncircumcised dick and he goes, row.
To be fair, yarmulkes look like Frisbees.
Hilarious.
He catches Frisbees.
Great. Oh, God. All right, so I'm not coming over for Shabbat.
So I'm just saying.
Good thing I'm a reformed Jew.
Yeah, so don't have the yarmulke on. You might be like, oh, my God, we're doing the trick where you have it on your back when I run and take it off. And that's not going to go well.
Catch a Jew in my mouth. Oh, this game again.
Oh, that's going to be on ESPN 12 all this summer.
Yeah, catch a Jew in your mouth.
Catch a Jew in your mouth.
How fucked up would that be if there's some dog show competition and the guy was throwing Frisbees, but they looked like yarmulkes, and he explains in the interview, he's like, yeah, I just one day started throwing them yarmulkes, and everyone, and the commentators are like trying to ride that line of like, is this anti-Semitic?
Ooh,
does the dog hate Jews?
Does the dog hate Jews? I think you and I talked about this. We speaking of ESPN 12. Were you watching the cornhole championships on ESPN?
Is it amazing?
I mean, only because it's like we're watching a backyard game on ESPN serious commentators.
For ESPN, why isn't that's what I don't like, with serious commentators?
Yeah, I don't want that.
You fucked that up.
I want people going like it's fucking cornhole.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Dude, the way I commentate for, I mean, even just watching the game 7 last night, like, I just, like, you got to get comedians into these things, man. Like, there's a way to do both.
Yeah.
To lighten it up and not take it, like, literally, there's certain things I'm dissecting the game.
Right. And have them be knowledgeable. Like, I know they tried it years ago on Monday Night Football when they had Dennis Miller in the booth.
Didn't work.
But also, Dennis Miller, not the football comic. You know, intelligent comic uses words that are way too big for me. I don't know what the hell he's saying half the time.
No.
But, so maybe not Dennis Miller.
Nope.
But I would love to see Brian Regan.
Fuck yeah.
Comment a football game.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Or Burr even.
Oh, Burr doing any sport.
Yeah.
In fact, Burr, who is one of the owners of All Things Comedy.
Yes.
Our new network, which has a lot of fine, great programming. I would do that. I would watch Bill Burr commentate hockey, basketball, football,
that's
anything.
That's
That'd
a great
be
idea.
Fucking anything.
Well, you can watch that on the All Things Comedy Network.
Because
Burr has a ton of videos. I just watched his Driving with Danica Patrick video, and it was hilarious.
Funny. Yeah, really great.
And of course, you can watch our live ALN on the All Things Comedy YouTube page, as well as the About Last Night podcast YouTube page, and so many other clips that are up there from past and present episodes. Make sure to check out the Preacher Lawson episode, which dropped on Monday, and make sure that you are subscribed and all set up wherever you're getting the podcast, Spotify, Laughable, Stitcher, because the Sandra Bullock episode drops June 11th.
Yep.
And you want to not miss that because she's never done a podcast, so don't be a dum-dum.
Absolutely. And hey, Canada, the About Last Night podcast is going international. We will be at the Montreal Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. We are doing
July 26th at noon, I believe.
We are doing a live podcast in the Hyatt Hotel. So
and
come by.
That festival is packed with so many big comics, and I've already reached out to a few to try to lock in. And Tiffany Haddish will be up there, and hoping that she
Fingers
is
crossed.
Our guest.
Yeah.
But if not, so
there's
some
so many great there's so many great comics up there. We'll get some amazing guests. We'll have some fun. And, that's going
to
be...
But if you do live in Montreal, anywhere near there, if you're coming to the festival, it's July 26th at noon at the Hyatt Hotel.
Yeah.
All that information.
Yeah, and just go there for the... see our podcast.
Yeah.
See our live shows, but, God, the Montreal Comedy Festival is just amazing.
Bonkers.
So, yeah, you should just go there anyway.
Where else are you... where are you this weekend?
This weekend I have off.
Great.
For a wedding.
Whoa.
So, I'm a groomsman, so got my tux all ready to go. But then... The following week, I'm going to be in Tacoma, Washington at the Tacoma Comedy Club. I think the next week after that, I'm doing Pittsburgh DVE Fest.
Nice.
There's the DVE show, which is a morning radio show in Pittsburgh. They have a huge comedy show. It's one night on Friday. I'm on the bill. There's some other great comics on the bill. I know Sarah Tiana's on the bill as well.
Nice.
And the following weekend, I'm coming home to Brea, so I'll be at the Brea Improv. The brand new Brea Improv.
Yes.
They just opened the new one.
Yeah.
I think I'm either the first or second comic. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Come.
Wow. God, I wish you could be down there.
Come see me at the Brea Improv. Where are you going to be, Adam?
I am in LA for a while, and then the road picks up again July 5th through the 8th. I'm at the San Jose Improv, July 20th and 21st. Wise Guys in Utah.
Oh, I love that club. Our super fan will be there.
Yes. Terry, Let Me Live. It's the Let Me Live tour, Terry. It's a Let Me Live, Terry tour.
Love that.
And then I've got some Brea and Vegas weekend, August, September.
Hell yeah.
The festival.
Yeah. Well, and for all information, obviously, just go to AdamRayTV.
Adam Ray Comedy.
Oh, sorry. Adam Ray Comedy.
Changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
AdamRayComedy.com, BradWilliamsComedy.com. All the tour dates, ALNpodcast.com for everything. If you want to comment and say, hey, I'm a bodybuilder and I'm sexy as fuck. Hell yeah. Let's talk to you. Let's see.
Oh, by the way.
Tell me what you got.
Craziest fan interaction story at the Napa Bottle Rock Festival. I'm buying a t-shirt and hat and sweatshirt. And I'm standing next to Jaleel, right? White.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude I can see is like recognizing him. And then I'm just buying the stuff and I say whatever and I'm talking to the guy and we're just chatting. And then he just goes, hey, man, puts his hand. He goes, I fucking love your podcast, dude. And I go, oh, hey. Thanks. And then he goes, and dude, every time you're on Corolla, it's fucking so great. I go, you probably know Jaleel then, right? He goes, yeah. And then like does a quick like, yeah. And then goes, but man, you're fucking just the best.
Oh,
and then we're
awesome.
Walking away. I go, sorry, Jaleel. It's tough to go anywhere. I go, Napa's kind of my my demo.
Napa's our scene.
My demo city, man. I go, so if you, I go, someday, man, you'll get a taste of what the stardom's like. I go, festivals, I can't go anywhere, man. I can't buy any paraphernalia without getting recognized. And that's he's awesome. Like, you crazy, man. You crazy.
That's awesome.
But it was so cool, dude. Because, you know, that you forget that if people are listening this much and they hear your voice, that they can pluck that. Also, yeah. I mean, if you're a real comedy fan, you don't just hear a voice and go, I wonder what that person looks like.
Yeah.
You do your due diligence and sure. You Google them.
Right.
I mean, shit, if I'm on an airplane and I hear a guy being like, $8 for Wi-Fi, I'm going to turn around and see what Muppet is writing in commercial, is writing commercially, you know?
I was going to say, like, you know, turn around and there's, you know, Lisa Lampanelli's going to be right there. I love you, Lisa.
Come
I
on the
love
pod.
You. I love you. We don't hate you. I love you. You're amazing.
We don't drag me into this.
Only Adam doesn't like you. I love you. No, I'm kidding. Of course, we all love you, Lisa.
We love you, Lisa. AdamRickComedy.com, BradWilliamsComedy.com. The Let Me Live Terry tour begins in July. See you guys next week.
So, that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamy Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.